Quiero lo sé. Parshas Beshalach, of course, the highlight of the Shira, known as Shabbos Shira. And of course, this year comes out to be Tu B'Shvat as well. A couple of years ago, Tu B'Shvat. And of course, we try to see to bring a connection between Tu B'Shvat and the Shira. In May Baruch Shmos, we already have a piece on that, but now we'll have another Mahalach. The Torah says, "Vayah Yisrael esayad hagdol asher asher Hashem b'Mitzrayim." Klal Yisrael had Amunah. Klal Yisrael had Amunah. So, Rabosai, Kasha that the Mefarshim are bothered with is the following. And I see this table. That's not Amunah. I see the table. I see this talus, that's not Amunah. Amunah is when you don't see something. What you see is not Amunah. So Klal Yisrael, Vayar Yisrael as Hayad HaGdola, that Klal Yisrael saw all these things, Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw all these Nisim. So what's the Amunah here? What's the, why is that Amunah? You see it, that's not Amunah. What you don't see is Amunah. The Rashbam, as is pointed out in one of the Sfarim, deals with this question on page 2. Yaminu Hashem, Sha'af Bamidbar Lo Yamusu Barav. So in the footnote to the Mor V'Shemesh, he says the Rashbam was bothered by this question. What's the Amunah? You saw. So he says, you know what the Amunah is? They were safe till now. So the Amunah was that even though they're going to go in the desert, relying on what they saw till now, they have Amunah that the desert will go okay also. That they'll make it through the desert. In other words, the future will be okay as well in the Midbar. And that's Pshat Amunah. Because that they didn't see yet. So the Rashbam was Midyaches to this question, and that's how he answers the question. However, I'd like to show you how the Mor V'Shemesh deals with this. But before we look at the Mor V'Shemesh, let's take a look at Rashi, who quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 1 here. Aval Midrasho Omru Chazal Mikan Remez with Chias HaMesim Min HaTorah. That what does it mean as Yoshir? The future. So Chazal, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, say that Yoshir is the future Shira, is the time of Chias HaMesim, when there'll be Shira in the future. In other words, it's not only referring to this Shira of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's referring to what? The Shira of Bezman Tchias HaMesim. And that's a remez in the Torah, the Tchias HaMesim. And I quoted here the Pasuk in the, when I titled this, Hakitsu Veronanu Shochne Ofar, a Pasuk in Yeshaya, that when the Shochne Ofar get up from their death, they will get up and they will sing. That's as Yoshir. Oh. So that's what Rashi says. So the Mor V'Shemesh, which is one of the classic Hasidic Sfarim, and if you're buying one, I recommend you buy this one with all the notes, even though it's not finished yet. It's only on Reish Shmos, I think. But it's the one to get. He says like this. From page 4. Od Yomar Vayar Yisrael es Hayad Vayaminu Vashem Oz Yosher Moshe Ovnei Yisrael Roy Losis Lev Al Omro Vayar Yisrael Vigom Vayaminu Halo Ein Emuna Kazu Emuna Shleima Im Yomin Ha'oda Macha Shiro Hanes. Right? What kind of Emuna is that? So you know what he says? Then in the bottom he quotes the Rashbam, but here he says Vanira Bezeh Hapi Midrash Chazal Bigmara Shadoshu Mikan Remez Latchias Hamesim in Torah Shaz Laosid Yosher Moshe of Nei Yisrael, meaning Laosid, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be resurrected, and when Klal Yisrael is going to be resurrected, they're also going to sing a Shira Laosid Lavo, and that's Oz Yosher. Vine Yadua Ki Ikar HaEmuna He Shebchol HaSoga SheYosig HaAdam Min HaTzorach SheYeda Ade HaSoga Zu Shadai Nishalo BeHainyan Ahu Dover Shein. In other words, whatever you understand, you have to realize that something more that you don't understand. Tchias HaMesim is something totally in the realm of Amunah. Because in this world, we don't see Tchias HaMesim. So says the Mor Harvashemesh Zel Perush Akosum Vaya Yisrael Yaminu Oz Yosir Birusha Al Yidei Shero Bola Munus Tchias Hamesim Yaminu Shoz Oz Yosir Moshe of Yisrael. Because what he does is the Mor Harvashemesh, he takes the Chazal that says that Mikan Remez Tchias Hamesim in a Torah, and he says that that's the pshat. Those the kasha he asked is, where's the Amuna? If they saw it, the answer is once they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, now that bolstered their emuna in Tchias HaMesim. And that's Shaykh Emuna, because they don't see that. But once they saw they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, so now they came to their emuna in Tchias HaMesim. So the Rashbam says, once they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, they came to their emuna that everything will be good in the Midbar. The Mor Vashemesh says, once they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, they came to emuna that there'll be a Tchias HaMesim. So I'd like to understand the Mor Vashemesh in a greater depth. What's the connection? What's the connection between why did the fact that they saw Tchias Yamsuf lead them to have Emuna in Tchias HaMesim? Well, so I'd like to explain the following. Let's go now to understand the bracha. We say we daven three times a day about Tchias HaMesim. Let's discuss the second bracha of Shmone Esrei, which is all about Tchias HaMesim. Let me ask you a question, Rav Osai. How many times in the second bracha of Shmone Esrei is Tchias HaMesim mentioned? How many times? Two times? Four times? Five times? It's really five times. Let's count together. Atogi bor lo'olam Hashem mechaye meisim ato Rav Loshia Rashi v'ruach mechalkal chayim mechaye meisim so mech nofem mechayim emunoso lishene ofar. That's also Tchias HaMesim. Because HaKashem Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps his promise to those that are sleeping in the dust, in the earth. Micha mocha ba'al melech meimisu mechaya v'nemar tolachios meisim. What is it, six meimisim? Baruch atah Hashem mechaya ha'meisim. So what is all these things, multiple references to Tchias HaMesim? So Rav Yaakov Emden in the Siddur, Beis Yaakov, the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, look on page 7, it says, Yesh bebrocha zu hei pa'omim Tchias HaMesim, novad u'mekayim emunos ol'shei ne'ofar. Whereas it says Tchias HaMeisim Beferish five times, and then Mikayim Emunos Olashay Ne'afar is a sixth. So what does he say? He refers us back to the Gemara Nedarim on page 6, where the Gemara says, Tanya, Arba Chashuvim Kemeis. The Gemara in Nedarim Samach Dalet Amud Beis says there are four people that are considered like Mason. An Ani, a Metzora, a poor person, a leper, Suma, a blind person, Umisha Ein Lo Banim, and someone who doesn't have Banim. And then he goes and quotes you the Psukim that refer to us. So says Rav Yaakov Emden, back to page 7, he says that the four of the six times is referring to these four people, the Ani and the Suma and the Metzora and Mishein Laban. And then Neged Hashena, sleep is also Misa. Right? So that's also another one. And then there's Kipshuto. We can't forget the Pashup shot that there's really going to be a Tchias HaMeisim on the human body. So that's what he says. That's referring to what? That there's going to be, we believe that's one of the animamins. That's going to be a physical Tchias HaMeisim. That's going to happen. That's one of them. That's Mikayim Emunos Olishay Ne'ofar. Then the four times that it says Mikayim HaMeisim is referring to these four people that are Chashuvim Kemeis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also will hopefully be able to help them out. Right? And then the other one is getting up in the morning, getting up from Shana. So those are the six. And that is the six references of five Beferish of Tchias HaMeisim and one Mikayim Emunoso L'Shei Ne'ofar. So Mikayim Emunoso L'Shei Ne'ofar is the Pshut of Tchias HaMeisim and the four Chashuvim Kemeis plus the getting up in the morning. That's what Rav Yaakov Emden says. And then the Sefer Eshel Avram, which is the appears here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch on page 8, says a different thing. He says, what are the six times? Vashemaskir tchias hamesim shisha pa'amim. The arba chashuvim kimesim. So he says the same thing. The four people that are chashuvim kimesim. Va'od misa tivius. And then stam, the kipshuto, the death. And then the sixth one is Russia Nikra Mace Bechayev. That a Russia is Nikra Mace. So Mamela, as you look at the Sefer Nafshi Cholas Avosecha, which brings both these Pshatim down, and he expounds on this, says that that's what you're supposed to have. So it was first he quotes Rav Yaakov Emden here on the side, on the right side, and then in parentheses, in brackets in the bottom, he says that's what you're supposed to have kavanah in Shmon Esrei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can extricate an individual from all these six things. And in terms of the Eshel Avram's Pshat, which he quotes here on the left, he says you should have kavana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help the Rasha do tshuva. And that's, in other words, because what is it, in other words, what kavana are you supposed to have when you say Tchias HaMeisim? So according to these Pshatim, that it's referring to, in other words, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, it's referring to the four Chashuvim Kemeisim plus the Pshuto and the Shena. So that's what you should have in mind, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Tchias HaMesim, and he's also going, has the ability to give the Ani Parnasa, and to give the person who doesn't have sons, to give him sons, and to be Marpe the Suma, and to be Marpe the Mitzora, etc. And when it comes to the Eish HaLav Ram's Pshat, it's also, he doesn't have Shena, but instead of Shena, he says it's referring to Tshuva. That the Rasha, who's Nechshav Kemeis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to be Mechayi HaMesim. So I think what the idea here is, Rabosai, the idea of mace is when a person is not using his koach the way he can. Whereas he's curtailed. In other words, he has eyes but he can't see. Or he doesn't have a parnasa, so he can't live properly. So even though he's physically alive, but he's not living up to what he could really be doing in life. And in a certain level, that's a misa. And our belief in Tchias HaMesim means that, of course, we believe 100% in the Tchias HaMesim Kepshuto, but it also means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to give somebody siyata d'shmaya, even though it looks gloomy, and these people, the arba chashuvim kemeis, the oni, the mitzora, they feel that they're downtrodden and they feel very depressed and very upset. But we have a belief that even in the most difficult situations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could reinvigorate life. And perhaps that's Pshat in the Mor v'Shemesh. Klal Yisrael was standing by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Egyptian army was right there. There's nowhere to go but to see. They're goners. That's it. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that in the most bleak situation, he is able to pull through. So now, Klal Yisrael believes in Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim Kipshuto. If you're mace, that's it. Who would think otherwise? You're a mace. But we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mei Misu Mechaya. Mechaya Memunoso L'Sheinei Ofar. And who had dinami life situations which seem bleak. We have, if we have Emunah B'Hashem, of course that means we have our level of Ishtadlus also, but we have Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help and has the ability of changing this matzav, which is curtailing our progress in life, to give us a Yeshua. And that's Tchias HaMesim, and that's what they got Emunah at Yamsuf. At Yamsuf, they had Emunah in that idea. Because they saw that they were in the most bleak situation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu extricated them from that sorrow. And the Mefarshim add two other things that are considered Misa. Take a look on page 10 from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael of Yisrael of Majitz. He says, "Inyan shenofel adam mimedregoso, v'chdei sheyovel madrega yosek dola, he b'chinas misa." Because whenever you are in a certain level of spirituality and you went down a little bit, that's a level of Misa. And sometimes you go down, you read the Tzorach Aliyah. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you. And that's Tchias HaMesim. You know, sometimes you go through a hard situation in life and you think, and it's a Yerida Taka, and you get all depressed about it, but that really was the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating your Yeshua from for the future. And that's Tchias HaMesim as well. And the Tzadok HaKohen on page 11, and he quotes this as well in that sefer. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, "Hinei kasher shamanu." He's quoting from the Ishbitzer, the Inyan Tumas Meis, who midas ha'atzvus. That, in other words, Tumas Meis. He's saying, "What are we?" You know, he's talking about Parah Aduma here, about getting out of Tumas Meis. So he says, Tumas Meis is Kipshuto, obviously, but a person is Midas Ha'atzvus, when he's sad, so that's also Meis, and it fits in very well to our definition, because any time that you can't fulfill, no one except Moshe Rabbeinu, we assume, fulfills their potential 100%, but something is holding you back from progressing, like Rabbi Tarragon was speaking about last night. Something's holding you back. So atzvus, depression, atzvus, that's a misa. And Tchias HaMesim, therefore, refers to also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to bring back the Simchas HaChaim. Because if you have Simchas HaChaim, you could accomplish. And that, the Sefer Nafshi Avos Olos Secha quotes these sources. But let's go one step further. Who's going to bring about Tchias HaMesim? So the Mishnah in Sota on page 13 says, "Utchias HaMesim ba'a al yidei Eliyahu zochor latov." That Eliyahu HaNavi is going to bring about Tchias HaMesim. What's the pshat? Oh, so Rav Yosef Engel says in the Tiferes Yosef, page 14, he quotes this Mishnah and he says, Kipshuto, third column on page 14, Venira, to whose svar gamken came shanas and nezer rishon al yedei Eliyahu. Whereas, who's the first one that we see who was Mechaye the Ben HaShunamis, who was Mechaye HaMesim? Is Eliyahu in Melachim Aleph, Yud Zayin. And his Talmud Elisha also had that ability. So we see that Nimtza, fourth paragraph, fourth column, second to the bottom line, Nimtza de Eliyahu HaShorosh L'chol Koach Tchias HaMesim. That's what we see. And that's pshat in the Mishnah and Sota, that he's going to be Mechaye HaMesim, because we see in Nach that he had that ability of to be Mechaye HaMesim. But I want to take it a step further. You're all familiar with the famous statement, and it's a question whether if that's true or not true, but Teiku, what does Teiku mean? So what were you all taught? Tishbi, Yitaretz, Kushus, Rabayis. Who says this pshat? What? Tosus Yontif on page 18. Because this Mishnah in Avius quotes different things, what Eliyahu HaNavi is going to do and what he's not going to do. But on page 18, the third line, it says, Rav Shimon Omer, L'hashvos HaMachlokas. Meaning if there's a machlokas, Eliyahu Navi is going to clarify things. So it says, look in the arrow. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, L'hashvos es ha-machlokos yesh ben ha-chachomim b'divrei Torah. Rabbi Shmuel Dorish, the high crown le'el g'siv zichro Torah Moshe Avdi yasiv sisa m'chorev, hinei anochi cholech lem es Eliyahu Navi. Teishiv lo'evob osa bonim. Kolomar, al-chukim am-shmuel yishiv lo'evob osa bonim, shle'od machlokos b'nem. Nearly! Venerally in the practice, the mihalcha regilim lomar the tegu shomer b'gmar he no trikon tishbi yitaretz kushos ubayos. Avol pish mashmusa nearly the tehekoi. The pasuk shot tegu is tehekoi. It should be like this. Rabbi Dool so always like to point that out. Tehekoi, but there is this remez of tishbi yitaretz kushos ubayos. That tishbi is going to give us clarity in things that we left unresolved. He's going to give us clarity according to that opinion. Oh, so now we can understand very well. Because what do we say Tchias HaMesim means? Tchias HaMesim is Kipshuto, but it also means if you're stuck on something, your life is stuck, and you're not progressing. Tchias HaMesim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the Simcha to continue. He's going to give you the Parnosa that you need. He's going to give you the eyesight. He's going to give you the children. So Memela, Tchias HaMesim is by Eliyahu. Because Eliyahu was the one who resurrected a dead child. But in the same aspect, Eliyahu is the one who's going to let us go forward. Because we had a problem in learning and we were at a stalemate. So Eliyahu is the second aspect of Tchias HaMesim also that... And not only the physical resurrection of a dead body, but the ability to move on from a situation where you're stuck. You don't understand the pshat. Teku, the Gemara ends. Teku, stalemate. Tishmi is going to bring Tchias HaMesim, Tarti Mashma. It's a Tchias HaMesim Kipshuto, but it's a Tishmi Yitzaretz Kushos Rabayas. Oh, so Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library pointed out to me the drasha of the Tiferes Yisrael. The drasha of the Tiferes Yisrael, and it's brought in Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan's book, Death, Resurrection, and the Age of the Universe. So, and it's a whole drasha. We're not going to read the whole drasha. I want to show you one part of the drasha. And I think I once xeroxed a poem that my mother likes on this same idea. I put it in a packet as well. And he says like this on page 20. Second Aram. Okay. Nambo lefaneinu Adam Italki Uslilian. A man, an Italki, he never saw winter in his life. Shelo ra v'lo shama mechora v'shelach v'kerach ba'olam. He never saw it. So you put him in a city in the middle of the winter. Im zeh yovel l'medinaseinu b'chorif v'ira etzleinu kol hanaros haheim. You show him all the trees withering. Ilonos hayiveshos ka'atzomim. Ma yachshov zeh ha'adam. What is he going to think? Halo yomar belibo kan mesa hateva. That this community is a dead community. Like a dead person. And he doesn't realize that in a couple of months, everything is going to blossom again. So, same thing, you see a dead person, Chas V'Sholom. So if you don't know, you never saw Olam Haba, so you think it's dead, it's gone. Just like the person who never saw winter, so he doesn't realize that winter, you know, and then there's spring, and summer, and there's blossoming. And that's what the Bria teaches us, this idea of Tchias HaMesim. Kipshuto, and on a spiritual level as well, that you're stuck in something in life and you can't progress. So of course you're not supposed to just wait for God to help you. You have to do something for it. Sometimes you need different type of help for it or whatever it is. So you have to do things al pi derech hateva. You can't just sit twiddling your thumbs and say it's going to come. You got to do things, but while you're doing things, you do it with the mindset that if you, as we quoted Chazal couple of times ago, you open up your little Pesach, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to open up the big Pesach. But you have to have a belief that you're not alone in this Siyata Deshmaya, and that's what the Teva is all about. Shira, the notion of Shira. What is Shira all about? Shira is all about an inner satisfaction. A person sings Shira, they're content, they're happy with themselves. They're happy that they accomplished something, or something was accomplished. That's what Shira is. So there is a sefer, Maskil L'Shlomo, on page 21. By Rav Shlomo Kalbach, the Mashkiach Ruchani, the former Mashkiach Ruchani of Chaim Berlin, who's a cousin of the Shlomo Kalbach that you're familiar with. And he makes an incredible point. And he says, on page 20, Dok v'tishkach, she'ein shira b'torah, she'ein baremez v'tchias ha-mesim. That every shira that we find in the Torah, there's also a remez v'tchias ha-mesim. Shira Sayam is Oz Yoshir. Shira Sabe'er, Oz Yoshir. Shira Sazinu, Ani Amis Ve'achye Machatzti Va'ani Erpo. So based on all that we said, it's very good. Because we said that Tchias HaMesim, again, is the physical Tchias HaMesim, but it's also the ability for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take live people who are stuck in a situation and help them progress. And when you have that feeling of you progressed in life, you have inner satisfaction, and that's where Shira is all about. So he points out that Tchias HaMesim Hashem, I'm just giving an explanation to this observation, that maybe he points it out also, but that's based on what we're saying. The Arbracham Dal Chashuvim Kimes is what we're supposed to be thinking about in Davening Shmon Esrei. And then he continues, Rav Shlomo Kalbach, on page 22. I remember many years ago he came to YU, this person. There used to be a Parsha Shir Thursday afternoons during club hour. We used to have club hour here. First period on Thursdays. They used to get different speakers, so he was one of the speakers. This goes back like 20 years ago or so, or not more. More than 20 years ago. He says like this. Tov v'yofa, page 22 on top. Hadova shenosof al shem Shabbos b'shalach nikra Shabbos zeh b'Shabbos shira. Lahodo shabbos zu miyuchad l'chadesh ha'emuna b'tchias ha'mesim. And especially what the Mor v'Shemesh says, that the Gemara says, Oz Yoshir is a remez l'tchias ha'mesim, and the Mor v'Shemesh says, that Gufa was the emuna. He is Mosif on Chazal. That Gufa v'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo, in what? The belief is what? In tchias ha'mesim. Kumo eitzel tsuras odom. Then he goes on, and then he says, for also Yom B'Shana, next paragraph, Mefarsim is Remez Tchias HaMesim and Abriya. What's the day of the year that represents the idea of blossoming and coming to the new revival of the fruits of the trees is Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is always Samuch, if not on Shabbos Shira. This year it's Mamish on Shabbos Shira. Chal le'olam le'Shabbos Shira u'lefamim afilu bo b'yom. U'dvarim gedolim kamo eila einam b'mikra. Things like this is not just a coincidence. Because that's what Shabbos Shira is about. Because it's about Tchias HaMesim, and Tchias HaMesim parti mashma. Tchias HaMesim means the physical Tchias HaMesim that we believe in, but it also is a misa that a live person exists, has, whether it be depression, whether it be poverty, whatever thing that a person is grappling with and it's hindering him from continuing to prosper in life, That's Tchias HaMeisim, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to help us out of this tzara. And that's where Shira comes along. Because when you know that, it's when it happens, you have inner satisfaction that you can move on. Oz Yoshir Moshe, Remis L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah on Tu B'Shvat. Because that's what Bria, that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. What is this whole world about? The whole world is the seasons. Choref looks bleak. Nothing's happening. Person who never saw winter thinks that this is the end. He never saw winter before. He thinks this community, this is gone. Gone for good. Melech mei misu mechaya. And that's what Shabbos Shira is all about. And that's Shabbos Shira on Tu B'Shvat. Oz Yoshir Moshe Mikan Remez L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Each person kefi the inyan that they need a Yeshua in. We have a belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring that Yeshua. Just like he takes the trees on a yearly basis that are withering and now they're beginning to refill with sap in order to produce fruit that we're going to see Bez Hashem in the coming seasons. That's Shabbos Shira. That's Oz Yoshir Moshe. That at the time of Shiras Hayam, says the Mor V'Shemesh, we have Emuna that even in the most bleak times, even when there seems no hope, there is hope. And that's what Tchias HaMeisim is. Tchias HaMeisim Kipshuto on a dead person, and Tchias HaMeisim in everyone's life, every issue that's hindering a person from progressing. Oz Yoshir Moshe Mikan Remez L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah.